4 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock. It is a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class coming your way from our studios in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Alex Kuhn, our producer. Thank you very much for joining us. Terrific show coming up for you today. Cal Eldred will be joining us. We'll talk Major League Baseball, baseball in general. We will do that with the former Major Leaguer and currently a employee of the Kansas City Royals. We'll do that coming up for you in just a little bit. We'll also go over the news of the day as well and more coming up on the program here today. As we welcome you in, we will let you know right off the bat, we've got NBA basketball coming your way tonight right here on KGYM. As tonight it'll be Oklahoma City taking on San Antonio as the NBA gets down to their final couple of games of the regular season. Their playoffs start on the weekend. NHL playoffs are upon us, including a terrific first-round matchup between the St. Louis Blues and the Chicago Blackhawks as the NHL rolls out its brand new playoff system, which is about the eighth brand new playoff system that they've had over the last handful of years anyway. But it gives us the Blackhawks and the Blues in the first round with the new playoff implementation. Easy for me to say, right? That is out there right now. How are you?
I'm good. Ready to dig into some baseball today with Cal Eldred, and we're developing a poll question. I think it's going to be very interesting for folks out there to debate, to toss around, for us to toss around. And very much so, National Grilled Cheese Day. How about that?
I did not have one today.
It sounds good.
It does sound good, but I have not had one today. Did you have a grilled cheese at lunch?
I did not.
All right. Well, if you're out there, if you're searching for ideas for dinner tonight,
you got to have a good tomato soup with it, don't you?
Oh, you have to?
Yeah.
Have to. And it's got to be, I like my grilled cheese with a little kick. A little kick. So you have the cheese, maybe get a little
pepper jack or
right,
what?
Exactly.
Okay.
A little pepper jack, perhaps. Maybe throw a little spices in there on top of it. Get it ready to go. I love it that way.
Like a gourmet grilled cheese.
A gourmet grilled cheese, okay. Yes. So is it such a thing as gourmet National Grilled Cheese Day today? Is it bordering on ridiculous now that we have 366 days this year, and I think we have 366 different whatever day?
That's true.
When is it National Sports Talk Show Host Day?
You ran out of days, Scott.
Or National, Producer Day, or whatever the case may be. There is a National Bowling Day. We do know that.
Oh, of course.
There is. And we will give you all the specifics of the penultimate bowling night in America coming up tomorrow when we get to it. But we will be talking to Cal Eldred coming up in just a little bit. Also on the program here today, want to let you know about, we did it yesterday, we will do it again today. It is April. We are past April Fool's Day, but we are keeping that theme going as True TV's Impractical Jokers are coming to the U.S. Cellular Center June the 12th, and we are giving you a chance of scoring a pair of tickets to the show weekdays through the end of this month. All this week here on the Gym Class to see Sal, Joe, Murr, and Quinn. Q Quinn.
Yeah.
We learned that from Alex yesterday. Special blend of comedy, hijinks, never-before-seen videos on stage. It's the Santiago Cenas Tour. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com or at the U.S. Cellular Center box office. Or you can check KGYMRadio.com for more details. We're going to have a
Alex
pair of
says it's just Q.
Q?
Just Q.
My bad.
It's Brian Quinn, but it's just Q.
I'm a...
Alex nodding his head. Okay.
Okay, very good. I know Colin Quinn... That dates Alex. That goes way back to the days of MTV actually showing music videos. And the greatest game show ever, Remote Control, in my opinion. But I was a lot younger back then. We're going to talk to Cal Eldred coming up here in just a little bit. One of the things I wanted to get to here today, and maybe get some listener feedback on this. The NCAA and CBS and Turner Television today extending their contract for televising the NCAA basketball tournament. They have gone and added another 10 years. It was set to expire in 2022. It is now set to take CBS and Turner through the 2032 campaign, the 31-32 campaign. We hope we're all there to enjoy that one when it rolls around in 2032. And no changes, really. It's still going to be on the four platforms, CBS, TBS, TNT, and True TV, the home of the Impractical Jokers. See how this all circles back around, Mark Dukes.
Very nice.
And also, Mark Emmert, the president of the NCAA, came out today and said that, as of right now, no plans to expand the NCAA tournament field. It is set to stay at 68. I think that's probably a good idea. Wanted to see if that's what the people out there think. 319-366-1600. Should the NCAA basketball tournament stay at 68? Do you like the way it is now? I think it's really good. We've got it on Westwood One Sports, of course. You can catch it all. I know a lot of people do that at work via our airwaves here on KGYM. That's why we do it each and every year. Plus, it's a great sporting event. And you've got the four platforms. You can see every game. I think it's terrific the way they lay it out.
I like the four platforms for the first couple games. The fact that the championship game was on a cable network, viewership is down. I think CBS should broadcast the Final Four in the championship game. I have no problem accessing TNT, TBS, True TV. That's not the problem, but I think in terms of viewership, the NCAA would be better off holding it on a network network channel.
I would agree, and more often than not, it is going to be on CBS, but it was on TBS this past year, and as you mentioned, there was a little bit of a fall off as far as viewership is concerned, but still, great championship game, and it still gets a ton of viewers, even though it was on TBS this year, and I know we got a lot of good compliments as far as KGYM carrying that, and we do appreciate that out there. I made the suggestion during the tournament when you had the teams that were left out, the Valpos and George Washington, they met in the NIT championship game. Other people like that. I thought it would be a pretty good idea maybe to take it and instead of having the first four, have two sites for a first four. Then you can have, what would that be? That would take it up to 72 teams, perhaps. If you take maybe the number 11 seed as well as number 10
seed.
You're
going to add what?
Add another site. That would be the only potential change
I can
see.
You're going to add four teams.
Add four teams. Yes. Add four teams.
I'd be okay with that, but I just don't like the playing games.
I think
that's
fun.
Let's make it 64 and be done with it.
But then you lose money. They're never going to go back to 64.
I know.
Because you're going to lose all that money from the first four. And Dayton's going to be out. Go to another. Stay in Dayton. Go out to, say, Denver or something like that. Salt Lake City. Out west. Rocky Mountain area. Have another first four out there. And you can have it on different platforms as far as the television networks are concerned. It'd be a great way to start it. But as my plan pointed out earlier on, of those teams, use them from the, not the Power Five conferences per se, but the regular season champion of the mid-majors, those top six mid-major conferences, should be guaranteed to get in.
I don't care whether you have 64 or 68 or 72. There's always going to be a debate about a team or school that should have got in, if not more. I mean, it doesn't matter how many teams are in the tournament. You're always going to have that debate.
Then you go to 80? No.
It's not even the best 64 teams now.
No, it is not. It is not. But there are, 68, you mean. the best 68 teams out there. 319-366-1600. Let us know what you think on the Guppies on the Go text line. When you're on the go, we want to know what you think. Please let us know on the Guppies on the Go text line. Standard text messaging rates do apply at 319-366-1600. You can also check in with us at 319-366-1600.
3148, agree with Mark 100%. And no, do not expand number of teams. Thank you very much. 7424, is there ever talk about going the way of the Bulls? Maybe less would be more. I don't get excited over a 13 seed or higher. Going back to 48 would be okay by me.
Never happened, though. It's never going to happen. It's never going to revert. Going to lose money.
8493, Evan and North Liberty. Do one play-in game at each of the first and second round sites. No added travel.
That's not a bad idea, but then Dayton loses out. Unless they're a first round site.
Dayton will survive, okay?
Dayton's going to be okay?
I think Dayton will be okay.
They got the Air Force base. They got the Dragons.
Speaking of Air Force, Air Force in Iowa City tonight.
Yes, they
play the Iowa Hawkeyes.
You didn't know Air Force had a baseball team.
I didn't, but of course Todd Brommelkamp did. They were apparently pretty good 20 years ago, but we did look up. There's never been an Air Force former player in the major leagues. But we digress. Okay.
Maybe one is out there waiting. A potential Air Force Falcon out there. But yeah, they will be in Iowa City coming up tonight.
I have another possible topic to throw around before we get to Cal Eldred, and that is Kobe Bryant. He's going to play the last game of his 20-year career tomorrow night. KGYMRadio.com, we have a poll question for you. With Kobe Bryant's retirement, will we ever see another player spend his entire Hall of Fame career with one team? Yes or no? Thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Yeah, we were talking about that in the sports office prior to going on the air. Where does Kobe Bryant rank in the lexicon of great Los Angeles Lakers?
Is he a top five Laker in your mind?
In the day, I was a Laker fan back in Showtime. And you were either a Laker fan or a Celtic fan, basically, back then. I definitely top 10. Is he top five? If he is, he's right there at 4-5-ish. Right in there. I don't include Shaq in that top five. I don't think his run was enough for the Lakers to be in there. Jerry West, certainly. Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Elgin Baylor. I think you got to put them in your top five. Who's that fifth one? That's up for debate.
You say West, Kareem.
Elgin Baylor.
Baylor.
Magic.
And Magic.
It's a pretty good team.
You forget about Will Chamberlain?
Will Chamberlain, yes.
James Worthy is in the Hall of Fame.
Yes, he is. Another good player. I don't think he's probably top five, though, top 10. You talk about defense, it's Michael Cooper. You talk about
talk about looks, it's Kurt Rambis.
Kurt Rambis. I was trying to find the words. I was trying to be careful with my word selection there. But yes, Kurt Rambis, right in there. What do you think? 319-366-1600. Give us a call or let us know on the Guppies on the Go text line.
I don't know. You don't throw Shaquille O'Neal in there. He played 8 years with the Lakers.
Was it 8 years?
I think he and Kobe combined for at least 3 rings.
He's top 10. I don't put him top 5. Who do you take out? Do you take out Wilt? Do you take out Kareem for Shaq? Not that Shaq was a bad player, but in the lexicon, there's twice today, of the centers in the Laker organization over the years, I do believe that Shaq's not up there with Wilt and Kareem.
I was wrong. Shaq played 9 years more than he played with any other organization. 4 years with Orlando, 4 years with Miami, and closing it out with Phoenix and Cleveland and Boston.
All right. Top 10.
Top 10. Okay.
Top 10. Top 10. Would you put him in the top five?
I think it's very close.
Okay.
Because I think you've got to go Magic, Kareem, Jerry West, Elgin Baylor, and then you throw Wilt, Worthy, Bryant in there. 1545's got a great point. He's of he or she is of my vintage. George Mikan with the old Minneapolis Lakers.
Ah.
In the Hall of Fame and the best player of his time.
So does Shaq fall down to number four center of all time? Huh?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I did not see George Mikan play, mind you. I know that he's a Hall of Famer, but...
2134, if it's based on looks, it's Rick Fox.
He didn't have the glasses, though, like Rambis did.
Didn't need them.
The Superman glasses. Loved them.
5587, Kobe is top 10 in NBA history. I think you can squeeze him in your Lakers list.
Top 10 or top 5?
I think the 5587 would say top 5.
So there have been a lot of good Lakers over the years.
Yeah.
Haven't there? Yeah. Well, that's what makes these debates so difficult and impossible to really nail down and officiate, because what I think is a top five player, you don't think is a top five player. And neither one of us is wrong. Am I right?
No, I think it's largely a matter of opinion. I don't know who I'd put top five in NBA history. For one thing, I haven't followed the NBA like I have baseball and football, but I know Oscar Robertson belongs there.
I would agree.
He's got to be top five.
Maybe the best point guard of all time.
Yeah.
In the NBA. But that's why when you see these networks comparing these teams, like Golden State this year, to the Bulls, who they may very well pass tomorrow night, to the Lakers and the Celtics of the 80s, going back to the Bill Russell teams, the Wilt Chamberlain teams, you can't say that this team was better than that team. I don't know how you do that.
Well, Evan in North Liberty makes a good point, and to your point as well. I'd like to see George Mikan guard Shaq.
I'd like to see Michael Cooper guard Curry.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah.
But what sets of rules do you use? Do you use the rules that are in place right now? Do you use the rules that were in place back in the 80s? Do you use the rules that were in place in the George Mikan's age? What do you use?
Go back and look at film at Wilt Chamberlain. Who's better, Wilt Chamberlain or Shaq? I think Kareem's better than both of them.
I do too.
Kareem had more of a game.
Yeah. Kareem could hit free throws.
Yeah.
On a regular basis. Well, it's up for debate, and it's fun. It's fun, and there are no wrong answers to this.
Nevertheless, Kobe Bryant's last game in 20 years is pretty special, isn't it?
It is.
And in terms of being with one team for that long, and in terms of the poll question, I doubt it. Don't you?
I would agree.
Somebody playing a Hall of Fame career in one city?
It's very rare anymore. Very rare. In the day, I don't care if it's basketball, football, baseball, hockey, whatever the case may be. You just don't see it anymore with the era of free agency and everything else going on right now. You just don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't see it. Tony Gwynn, another great example. Cal Ripken Jr., as far as baseball is concerned.
Joe Mauer.
Is he a Hall of Famer? We're not going to get into that.
I'll say no.
Not right now.
No.
No, no. He's not a Hall of Famer. 322. I don't think Jimmy Rollins is either, but a lot of people are saying he's a Hall of Famer. I don't know. 319-366-1600. Thanks for the text. Please keep them coming. We're going to take a break. We're going to debate with Jimmy Rollins. Is he a Hall of Famer? No, we're not going to do that with Cal. But we will talk Major League Baseball with Cal Eldred, and we'll do that when we come back. It is a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. Thank you very much for joining us here today. We'll be back with more on this sunny Tuesday after this here on KGYM.
When I walk in the bank, there's two or three people that say, "Hey, Pat. Hi, Pat. How you doing? Thanks for coming in today." That's what makes a person feel special. It's a hometown feel.
Pat Loeffler is a busy guy with Carpenters Local 308 and his family, but he was proud to take time to talk about how Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust makes a difference to him.
Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust has made the commitment to me and the other union trades in town to be that union bank. You have a place that you can come in to sit down and talk with somebody on a personal level. That means a lot to my members. You're just not another number to them. You're a face and a name. They know you.
People you can bank on.
They're so approachable. Starts with the receptionist, Jeannie. I work with Brittany. I work with John Rodriguez. I've worked with numerous, you know, people at Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust over the years. They've been there for me every single time that I've asked them.
Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust. Meet them at peopleyoucanbankon.com.
My friends and family that I refer, they're always referring other people to Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust. That's the best part about it.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join me, the Jim Scott Unash, Saturday from 11 to 2 at Golf USA in Coralville. Stop in and save up to 50% off your entire purchase during their annual anniversary balloon sale.
They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class, KGYM.
Welcome back at 324. It is the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM. Some good news out there weather-wise. This might be it, Mark, for the last normal temperature day of the spring. Supposed to hit the 60s tomorrow, maybe the 70s over the weekend. Long range forecast, 60s and 70s. This may be it. You might be able to put away your park and hood.
Scott, when is the Drake Relays? And what happens at the Drake Relays?
They've had snow, yes, I'm aware of that.
Ran the gamut there, I think.
But they've also had great weather
at
the Drake Relays.
And we hope they do.
Yeah, and we're going to talk to Brian Brown, I believe, coming up next week and talk about the Drake Relays, the great track sensation that'll be coming up in Des Moines at the end of this month. But on Tuesdays, we talk baseball with Cal Eldred, the Urbana native and the former major leaguer, still in Major League Baseball with the Kansas City Royals. And he joins us here on this sunny Tuesday here in KGYM. Cal, how are you? How are you doing?
Great, fellas. I hate to tell you where I'm at, though. I'm in sunny 75-degree Arizona.
That's fine. That's fine. It's going to be 70 here on the weekend. We're okay.
That's what I kept telling my wife as she knew I was going to leave.
What are you doing down there, Cal?
Well, right now we're in a position where we've got all of our extended spring players here, and those are the kids that did not make a full-season club. We have four minor league teams out right now here in the Royals organization, and there's roughly 35 pitchers, not quite that many position players, but these guys will be guys that will be playing here in the Arizona League during the summer and also filling a couple of our rookie league teams. So these kids are they had opening day, so today was their day where they're actually playing extended spring games, so that's what we're up to.
Awesome. Well, and various reasons why these kids are down there, some due to injuries, some due to the fact that they're kind of caught in a log jam, and but they get their shot at trying to move up as well.
Absolutely. You've got players like Travis Mazes, who some people there in the Big Ten country will know. He's an infielder from Michigan. He was here because he had a knee injury towards the end of the year. We've got young kids here who are high school kids from the States, some younger kids from Latin American countries that are here, and then some guys, pitchers, man, they deserve not, you know, to be on a full season club, but there's just too many arms right now.
Cal, one subject we talked tossed around yesterday was a game Friday night. Ross Stripling from the Los Angeles Dodgers in his debut, coming off surgery, had carried a no-hitter into the eighth inning, and he was right at 100 pitches, as I recall. Where do you weigh in on that?
I think they definitely made the right move. You see the reoccurring injuries, especially with the Tommy John, and if you happen to have that the second time, the odds of you coming back are below 50%. And this kid, if the organization knows, and so does this young man, so does Ross, know how much work that he's put into getting back and getting up to the level of competition that he was before. And so 100 pitches this early in the season for any pitcher, let alone one that is coming back from the surgery that he has had is plenty. And I know what happened right away after he came out, but I'll tell you, it was the right thing to do.
Are you surprised that there was that much talk after that game on what they should have done and what they did? There was so much debate about it. I guess it doesn't surprise me in this day and age. Does it surprise you?
You know what? It does. Because it's something to talk about, no. But the situation and the scenario, yes. Because usually what we see today is, oh my gosh, they ran this guy to 120 pitches, and the world's going to come to an end. And that's a healthy pitcher, someone who hasn't come off a major surgery like he has. So I was a little surprised it was that big a deal. But this early in the season, seeing a possible no-hitter, I can understand it. Ohio State had one of their pitchers, same kind of scenario. They got started the ninth with a no-hitter right around 100 pitches and had to take him out too.
Cal, I'm seeking comfort for my Twins off to an 0-7 start. You know, last year the Twins started 1-6 and finished with a winning record. You know, I don't know if Paul Molitor can pull that card, or if Brian Dozier and those guys really believe they can, turn this thing around. But you ever part of a ball club that got off to a really horrendous start and maybe turned it around, maybe didn't?
Well, you know the answer to that, Mark. I played on some ball clubs that didn't start out too good in Milwaukee, and we didn't finish very good either. the thing that it's a tricky situation for the Twins and Paul Molitor there and that whole organization, and I think you understand this probably better than any of us, Mark, is that they overachieved last year. They probably finished better than what anybody expected in that entire organization. Now they don't. That doesn't mean they have to go about it that way this year. But I think that it's something that what they did do last year that's going to help them now is they gained a lot of confidence. They got a lot of experience with some younger players. So I think that this is nothing for them to panic over. It's something that they're going to be able to just work through, get that first win, have a good week, go on a streak, and they know that they can play better than what they've played.
I think what's most disappointing, though, is, number one, the offense has not clicked. Miguel Sano batting way under his weight, and others not doing much as well. And then you have a veteran bullpen, guys like Jepson and Perkins, who allowing leads to vanish, including a couple to your Royals.
Right, those are the things, what Jepson and Perkins have done. Those are the things you mentioned that just absolutely kill the morale of a team, because they've worked so hard to get those leads. And you saw Terrence Gore, who basically single-handedly won a game the other day. But it's the end of the bullpen, guys. They're so, so important. But when they have a tough day, especially when a team is struggling, it just really is tough for a club to overcome. The great thing is, though, it's the first week of the season. Hopefully they've got this out of their system. But I think the big key is, too, Mark, you mentioned it, this offense has to score more runs. Two runs a game in the American League is not good.
No.
Yeah, and with that being said, the Twins are the third team in modern-day baseball history to start 0-7 and average less than 3 runs a game.
Thank you, Scott.
I'm just spurting out facts here, Mark.
The concern is, guys, the great thing is that they've already, if it is a great thing, they've been through something like this before. Basically, the same group of guys. The concern that you have as a manager and as a pitching coach is, oh no, are my starting pitchers going to think they have to be perfect? That's not the case, especially when the back end of the bullpen has lost games for them and the offense isn't scoring runs. That's the double whammy, and what you hope is your starting pitchers don't start putting pressure on themselves, too much pressure, and then have bad starts.
Conversely, I nearly took a picture this morning of the American League Central Division standings because I'm not so sure of the last time the White Sox were in first place and if they ever will be in first place again this year. But they are in first place by half game over your Royals right now at 5-2. And I tell you, Sox have been playing good so far.
They beat the Twins yesterday.
I know
Scott.
That, but they're still 5-2. They to be honest with you, the Sox have won a couple games this year that they would not have won last year, playing the way they did. And maybe it's the new people coming in, the new veterans. I don't know. But and I'm not saying this is going to stay. It's just I'm enjoying it right now.
Well, and I think, Scott, you mentioned it. It's a change in some of the players. You know, I think Robin does a nice job. And I know as far as I know, he's doing a nice job. I know you have your opinions. The Sox fans have their opinions. But I really think they just did not have a real good mix of players the last couple years. And this year, I don't know how long it's going to hold up. I didn't pick them. Hardly any of us picked them to win this division because of who else is in that division. But they've got to enjoy this. Maybe they can gain some confidence and get rolling.
Cal, the Baltimore Orioles, we talked a little bit about them last week only because they were playing the Twins, but still 6-0, the only undefeated team. Take that for what it's worth. But the AL East is loaded. I think we'd all agree about that. I personally think the Orioles lineup can hang with just about any team, but isn't it the pitching that will define whether they can hang in this race for the long haul?
Yeah, I agree. And in Camden Yards, they've got a lineup there that they can hit some home runs, they can drive in runs, and they're going to have to do that on occasion. But you know, I looked at them a little closer before today, and looking at the scores of their games. You know, and I understand, once again, they also played the Twins.
But they roughed up David Price last night.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. You look at some of the scores that they've had. They scored 9 runs, 6 runs, 5 runs. And they're more along the lines of averaging 5.5 runs a game. And if they can do that in the American League East, they're going to be in every game. But I think the exception to the rule is their pitching. And if their pitching can do what it did a couple years ago, then with this offense, they got a chance.
Cal Elder joining us at 3:35 here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. They're picking up where they left off last year with the Chicago Cubs off to a 6-1 start and got a come-from-behind victory in that game last night. First of all, this is very interesting. Apparently, the clubhouse has opened up to the media today. It includes a celebration room, guys. Music, fog machines, lights, and a disco ball where the Cubs go to celebrate victories. I'm not making it up. It's right here on social networking.
All right.
And they were in there. I'm sure they were in there last night after Addison Russell's 3-run home run in the bottom of the 8th inning to win it. But aside from one really ugly incident with an injury, boy, this has been vintage basically July and August and September for Chicago Cubs baseball last year.
Yeah, I think that, you know, they're riding on a high. And I think they are poised this year. Obviously, you know that I've picked them to win the division. And everybody back in Eastern Iowa was really happy about that. You're right. First of all, to the victory room. Better there than out on the field doing something that looks stupid. Let them have their fun. I think that's a great thing for them to do. I think it's great for the morale of the ball club. What's not great for the morale of the ball club is them losing Kyle Schwarber. That's a huge bat in their lineup. But I think maybe that they, number one, they're going to have the money to go out and get another bat, get another arm when it comes to the trade deadline if they need to do that. But the way they're playing and with their confidence and with their pitching right now, man, I'll tell you, you got to give them a lot of credit.
Anything else stick out to you this first week of the season, Cal?
You know, it is. I'm trying to figure out. There's two teams, guys, and if people can help me, I'm trying to figure out how good the San Francisco Giants and the Washington Nationals are. Where are the Washington Nationals mentally right now? I know they're 4-1. They've played Atlanta and Miami, and I'm sitting here thinking, how good are they? And are they going to miss Jordan Zimmermann? Is that going to hurt them in their rotation? And with San Francisco, I'm thinking, gosh, you got the big guy at the top of the rotation, but in Bumgarner, but Kane's back also. So I'm trying to figure out these two teams. How good are these two teams in the National League right now?
Speaking of the National League, the last year was Stephen Piscotty. So far, it's been Jeremy Hazelbaker for the St. Louis Cardinals. Another guy that's kind of come out of nowhere. And the Cardinals have won 4 in a row.
Well, I can tell you a little bit about Jeremy Hazelbaker. Last year, later in the year, the Cardinals picked him up. The Dodgers' double-A team actually released him, and they picked him up. And Jeremy went to Springfield and hit the ball really well, played really well. And I know as an organization, they're kind of scratching their heads going, why did the Dodgers let him go? Because he took really good at-bats. He moved up to AAA and did extremely well in Memphis. And so obviously that's going to give him an opportunity to go to spring training. And the one thing that I like about Jeremy is he's a headsy player, and he's going to give you a very good at-bat every time he gets in the batter's box. So now you look at what he's able to do in the addition, and they need him. They really do. They need him to produce because with a guy like Randall Grichuk, there's going to be some streaks in him, and so you need a little more consistency, and he's been able to do it. And, you know, Stephen Piscotty's not going anywhere, guys. He's going to be there. He's going to swing the bat good. Smart player, young kid, and he's going to be a good player for a while.
Yeah, you've only been with Kansas City relative short period of time, but this team at the major league level, I'm sorry, I had to clear my throat there, Cal. You have to marvel at what they do in late innings. I saw it with the Twins, but they did a lot of that last year, and I guess these guys have a certain way of never feeling that they're out of a game.
You know, it's interesting, you know, as you go that direction with this team, because I'm trying to watch these guys in spring training and watch them and see what is it about them that's different. And having success late in games, you have to have a certain level of confidence, but you also have to be relaxed in those moments. And talking to Tony Cruz, who is over here now with the Royals, they traded for him this offseason, he said, you know, this is amazing. You know, sometimes I think, is this atmosphere too relaxed? But no, he said, these guys are confident in what they do. And the other thing that they've handled, I think, not only playing well late in games, but there's been a lot of distractions during spring training, in the off season, that these guys have had to deal with. And that's all comes with success. And so that was my question for this club, is how are they going to handle these distractions in this, and how are they going to handle the success they had, and are they going to drive and have that drive to keep going? And right now they're in the beginning of a 4-game series with Houston, lost the first one. How will they respond these next 3 ball games? Perfect way to look at it, Mark.
How about Trevor Story? 7 home runs. Have you seen this guy in camps and spring training throughout your travels in the minor leagues? I'm just wondering if you've come across him firsthand.
No, not to my knowledge. I look back and thought about it, and I don't really remember him, but everybody in Colorado is going, Tulowitzki, who? I mean, this kid, it's an amazing thing. I don't know if he'll keep doing it, but you kind of doubt that, but with the start that he has had already and the confidence that he's built, and being in Colorado, he's going to hit a few more home runs, no question, but he seems like a heavy player, and he's somebody fun that the Rockies fans are getting behind, and he's going to be fun to watch.
Tula who?
Yeah.
That's what they're saying.
Just announced, Cal, recently announced that the Big Ten has renewed its agreement to play in Omaha through 2018. That's a good thing, isn't it?
No question. A couple years ago, we went from having it in Omaha, and I know I've probably mentioned this in the past, went from having the Big Ten tournament in Omaha to then having it at Target Field. And nothing against Target Field, nothing against Minneapolis, but you put it in such a huge venue, and you can draw 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 fans, and it looks like nobody's there.
Mm-hmm.
But Omaha is the place that college baseball wants to go to. That's where all those college teams want to end up. And why not have the Big Ten tournament there? Minnesota's got a good chance of being there every year. Nebraska is always going to have a good club. And every team traveled there really, really well when the Big Ten had it there. The only thing I would like to see change is that that tournament ends up being about a month later, fellas. And, you know, I'm gonna put it out there. I think that this is something that the conferences like the Big 12, the Big 10, and the Missouri Valley, they really have to start thinking about, will we serve our players better and our game better if we would have our own championship and break away from the NCAA Division I baseball right now and have our own tournament?
Yeah, something to think about. Something to think about. And other northern schools probably to think about as well in there.
No question.
Do you want to hold off till next week, Mark, with your top five?
Yeah, well, let's leave it up to Cal. If he's prepared, you know, let's go.
Yeah, I'll give you a top five, fellas. But
I just want to have it because I want to hear if the Chicago White Sox are in the top five for the first time in history.
Well, it was a tough one. There's one team that kept them out. I'm sorry to tell you. But the Baltimore Orioles at 6-0, they are going to be my number five team. The two teams that I can't figure out really how good they are, and I almost left one of them out and put the White Sox in because, you know, they're near and dear to my heart. But the Washington Nationals are number four at 4-1, and the San Francisco Giants, probably because we are in an even year, they're at number three at 5-2. And I know that's where your White Sox are, Scott, but we got the Royals at 4-2. This Houston series will tell a whole lot about that. I expect Houston probably to be in the top five at some point. But the Chicago Cubs, I've got a number one guy. They're mowing people down and celebrating in the party room.
They're averaging about 7 runs a game. Lester was not sharp last night, but still got the victory for the Cubs. They came back, and the bats definitely are there early on for the Chicago Cub team. They haven't missed Schwarber yet.
No, they don't miss him yet. But like I say, that's where your Bryant's going to, you know, can he pick up the slack even more? But your Addison Russell, somebody who will normally hit lower in the lineup, can he pick up that slack? They've got bats that can do it. I just feel bad for Kyle. He's a good kid, another Big Ten kid from Indiana, and you never like to see those kind of things happen to players.
No.
All right, well, Hawkeyes got 2 out of 3 from Illinois, Cal, and they're 4-5 in the league. Do you think this is a tough playoff team?
I think they're no question a Big Ten playoff team. I think that it's not going to be easy. When you go on the road and lose 2 out of 3 like they did up to Minnesota, you've got to come home and win 2 out of 3. You need to sweep some of these series at home. When you play doubleheaders like they did on Saturday, they had to cancel the Friday game because of the weather. Those doubleheaders are tough to win. But this Iowa team, it's gonna come down to whether the offense can pick it up a little bit and whether the pitching can hold up. I know they want more from Tyler Payton. Tyler Payton wants to give them more, but I know it's almost to the point that maybe a little rest for him and let him get back to 100% with his arm might be the thing they need to do at this point. But Coach Heller and Coach Brinkman know those kids better than any of us, and right now, they did what they needed to do after losing 2 out of 3 up in Minnesota. They came home and won a series.
At Indiana this coming weekend.
Big series for the Hawkeyes in the Big Ten. And yeah, CJ gets to go face his former mates this weekend.
Yeah, I think he knows what this means, number one, to his ball club. And he's excited, too. Just got to make sure we don't get too wound up because he'll be pitching against his good friend Kyle Hart. For Indiana, left-hander is a senior, and Kyle's an exceptional pitcher. So Indiana will have a good club, and they play Michigan at home yet, Michigan State at home yet. They've got a long road to go yet.
Yeah, good, tough schedule right there. Hey, Cal, appreciate it. Have fun in the Arizona desert, and we will talk to you again next Tuesday.
All right, guys. Please get that temperature up around 70 and I'll be
fine. We will do that. It's a guarantee.
You bet. Take care, guys.
Cal Eldred joining us here at 3:47 on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. We'll get those temperatures up there. Or he can bring back the beautiful weather from Arizona. How about that? Either way?
I think we're on our way this week.
I think we're on our way. Yeah. I think we're on our way as well. We're going to talk more about the NCAA basketball tournament. Kobe Bryant You wanted to talk about that a little bit? We can continue our discussion about that as well. Where does he fit among the all-time Lakers, all-time NBA players as well? 319-366-1600. That is our phone line. We'll talk about that when we come back. But Mark, first, we're going to give away another pair of tickets for the June 12th show with Impractical Jokers. You see them on True TV, and they're going to be at the U.S. Cellular Center coming up on June the 12th. Their special blend of comedy, hijinks, never-before-seen videos on stage, the Santiago Centus Tour. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com or at the U.S. Cellular Center box office. And please go to KGYMRadio.com for more information. And we're going to give some tickets away right now to one of our lucky listeners.
How about caller 6?
Why not? Caller number 6, 319-366-1600. Alex is going to get your information. He's going to talk you into trying to take him along to see Impractical Jokers coming up on June 12th. We'll come back and have more of Gym Class after this.
The 4,000 ASE certified technicians of Firestone Complete Auto Care prove a tool's only as good as the hands behind it. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get a $70 Bridgestone Visa prepaid card with the purchase of 4 eligible Bridgestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid April 1st through April 30th. Prepaid card issued by the Bancorp Bank, member FDIC. Card valid 6 months after purchase, subject to credit approval. See store or drive at Firestone.com for full details.
Golic, you know the key to winning at hoops?
Compression shorts for vertical elevation.
Right. How about the key to winning at business?
Ready for you alerts from La Quinta Inns and Suites.
Right again. Just choose your time of arrival on LQ.com and they'll send an alert the second your room is ready.
Because at La Quinta, winners don't wait for rooms. Rooms wait for winners.
So book your next stay at LQ.com and you'll know exactly when to check in.
Then you can put on your game face.
And your compression shorts.
And prepare to win at business. Book now at LQ.com.
When it's time for Jersey Mike's to make a really great sub, a deli slicer is how we do it. Fresh sliced and made right in front of you is what we've always done. It's what we've been doing. It's what we're always gonna do. Because meat and cheese, deli sliced thin, piled high and made to order, is just how a great sub should be done. So what are you doing? Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Saving money for your business should be simple. And with Lowe's Business Credit, you can save your business 5% on everyday purchases. It's that easy, that instant. Save 5% in-store or at lowesforpros.com on the supplies, tools, and materials your business needs. There are no hoops to jump through, no extra steps to take, and nobody telling you where to spend the money you save. Visit the Pro Desk for details or go to lowesforpros.com and save instantly with Lowe's Business Credit. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply.
Covering everything from the preps to the pros, with a little bit of old-school mentality thrown in for good measure. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
Thanks to everybody that called in for the tickets to Impractical Jokers. And Kurt from Iowa City is our winner. Thank you very much, Kurt. Appreciate you listening to the Gym Class. Hope you enjoyed Cal Eldred. Coming up tomorrow, another good show coming your way. We're going to talk to Linmar boys basketball coach Chris Robertson. Of course, this Saturday night over at Linmar, it is the ACC senior touring team going up against a team of Linn County All-Stars in basketball. Marcus Page, the star attraction coming up on Saturday night over at Linmar High School. And we'll learn all the details coming up from Chris tomorrow. It's going to be fun.
Should indeed. Looking forward to that. And we're going to have our first installment of Caddy Smack tomorrow.
Yeah. Brian Haas is going to join us here in studio. Rick Swan is going to be either on the phone or in the studio. We don't know. Tyler Stith, the Iowa men's golf coach, is going to be joining us. We'll also talk about the Masters, take your calls as well. If you have a question for Brian about starting your 2016 golf season. So lots of things to talk about. It's our new edition of Caddy Smack, and it comes your way live on the Gym Class every other Wednesday throughout the spring and summer right here on KGYM. Should be fun. Always look forward to talking golf.
About this Cubs clubhouse, 30,000 square foot.
It looks like a nightclub. It looks cool.
9 big screen TVs. As you mentioned, a dance party room. A nightclub feel without the bar.
It's got neon all over it, like Cubby Blue neon. It's quite spectacular.
Theo Epstein says the clubhouse fits our identity as an organization and a club pretty well.
I would agree with that.
Is this really necessary?
No, but it makes it fun. Do you want to, if you are a free agent and you take a look at that clubhouse, is it going to make you perhaps want to be a Chicago Cub? Yeah. It's not going to hurt. It's not going to hurt. I want to know what else is in the party room that they're not letting us know about. That's what I want to know. Just use your imagination, everybody.
Saunas, underwater treadmills, hyperbaric oxygen chambers, and a pilates room.
Pilates.
I say pilates because I like the pirates. I know it's Pilates.
It doesn't mean I've done it before or anything associated with that, but it's got all the...
Good for the Cubs.
It's got all the latest bells and whistles in there, and this was a multi-million, billion-dollar little construction project that they got done. So there you go. Are you getting...
I can't wait to retreat to our clubhouse.
Our clubhouse is not anything like this. The sports office will not have a fog machine, Todd and Tyler. I'm just telling you that right now. I know the old clubhouse was a dump, but it had Yoshi Kawana in the old one. At least the visitors' clubhouse had Yoshi Kawana, who I miss. Always enjoyed seeing pictures of Yosh.
Yes, Todd Bromacana was the Seattle Pilots.
By the way, the Arizona Diamondbacks getting a lot of flack this afternoon as well for their road uniforms. They made the move back to the purple, away from that the desert red, if you will. I got to say, these uniforms are atrocious looking, and they're about as bad as the Diamondbacks are playing right now. And I shouldn't be the one to say that because I have them forecast to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, I liked them too.
And it was my over team in our over and under with John Cranton. So far, I'm doing wonderfully in that. I took the Cubs to not go over 94 and the Diamondbacks to go over 83 or something like that. And looking just perfect so far on both those prognostications. But these uniforms should be taken somewhere and deposited where no one can see them again. There was nothing wrong with the old ones.
Not particularly. Thanks for all the texts today, including the last one, 2070. Enjoy hearing Mr. Eldred. It was mentioned that he's employed by the Royals. When did this happen? Thought he was with the Redbirds. On the offseason, Cal got an offer from Kansas City, similar to a job, I think pretty similar to what he was doing with St. Louis. I don't think he had any problems with St. Louis. I think he just saw it as perhaps a bit better of an opportunity, from what I know.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. And, he's
assistant to the
general manager. Yeah. That is correct. So he is down in Arizona right now, and we talked to Cal on Tuesdays. Coming up tomorrow, as we mentioned, Caddy Smack on Jim Klass, and also Chris Robertson will be joining us. John Krant joins us on Thursday. Friday, we're down at the KGYM road trip, down at Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. Dan Shonka from Our Lad Scouting Service will join us. And if you have a question for Dan about a prospect, what your team should do, by all means, let us know either now until Friday, or just go ahead and text us or give us a call coming up on Friday. Always look forward to talking with Dan.
Absolutely. The Cedar Rapids Colonels are a winner today, 7-2 at Kane County at Fifth Third Bank Ballpark. Miles Nordgren picking up his first Midwest League victory, and the rubber game in the series tomorrow, 11 a.m. in Geneva, Illinois.
Yep. So that'll be coming
up. Let's go do some pilates.
I don't even know how to respond.
That's the way they pronounce it on the north side of Chicago. I don't know.
You're digging deeper, man. Digging deeper. Basketball coming up tonight for you right here on KGYM, as we've got the NBA, Oklahoma City at San Antonio. 7 o'clock, we'll have it for you right here on KGYM. For Mark, Scott Unash, saying so long. APC next here on KGYM.
Rosillo and Cannell here to tell you about Castrol GTX Magnetek. Up to 75% of engine wear occurs in the first 20 minutes of driving.
When the engine is off, most motor oils drain away until the engine starts up again and the oil needs time to warm up before it reaches peak protection temperature. Castrol GTX Magnetek has intelligent molecules that cling to critical engine parts even when the engine is off and don't require time to warm up, so you get instant protection from the moment you start.
Pick up Castrol GTX Magnetek today at most major auto part retailers and oil change service centers.
Giving your car a tune-up is like giving it a yearly physical, and AutoZone has everything you need to get the job done right, without the weird hospital smell. With new spark plugs, filters, oil, and helpful advice, AutoZone can keep your car running healthy and strong. With our help, you can always fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America.
Get two 10-ounce bottles of Gum Out Expert Series Fuel System Treatment for just $8. Must buy two, only at AutoZone. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall